With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico's lawmakers approved medical marijuana 11 years ago, and the number of conditions for which physicians can approve a patient for a state-issued purchasing card has grown to 21. Advocates want to add opioid use disorder to that list. New Mexico has one of the highest rates of opioid deaths. 500 died of the cause last year. But Farmington's state senator, William Scherer, says too many people are abusing the system.
I think we absolutely abuse the medical marijuana. I've talked to people, say, oh yeah, man, I feel so bad. If I don't smoke my joint, dude, then I'm depressed. I go, okay, well, is that a medical condition or you just like to get high? Okay, but they have a little card, says they can go get it. I think we have abused that tremendously. When we started, I don't remember the exact numbers. We had like 4,000 or 5,000 people, and now we've got almost 40,000 people. Okay, that's not medicine. That's recreation for a lot of people. But again, if the medicine works, take it.
Scherer says he doesn't care if a person wants to smoke pot, but when they put other people at risk, such as when driving, then he says he cares.
You know, everything in New Mexico, everything in the United States used to be legal. So I don't have a problem going back to that. I do think, though, if we're going to go there, and we probably are soon, if we're going to go there, somehow we need to figure out how to have some responsibility. Unrelated taxpayers should not have to pay for your addiction, for the damage that you do out there after you get drunk or stoned. If you want to smoke one joint, two joints, drink two beers, okay, I don't care.
Tomorrow, Senator Scherer touts a tax reform bill he's brought up before in the state legislature. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.